From the towering Wasatch Mountains of the American Southwest, we welcome you to this episode of Undiscovered Utah. This show focuses on the mysteries that surround the rugged, difficult, and sometimes deadly American Southwest. I'm your host, JB, and tonight we're going to be talking about four state parks in southern Utah that are well worth a visit. Many times, people from outside the state of Utah come to see the national parks that are within the state boundaries, but they often overlook the amazing state parks Utah has to offer. So tonight, we're going to be focusing on state parks in the southwest corner of the state. When COVID-19 reached pandemic status, the people were told to stay home and avoid other people that were outside of their own household. It didn't take long for people to start to go stir crazy. It was during this time that crowds started to flock to southern Utah. RV sales across the U.S. skyrocketed and demand quickly outpaced supply. It wasn't just RVs either that were in short supply. Any kind of outdoor recreation equipment seemed to disappear before our eyes. A UTV that was $1,500 in January of 2019 was soon $30,000. But people were desperate to get away. To get away from the confinement of their home. To get away from the stress of the pandemic and from the stress of everyday news. Travel by air was almost non-existent, so visiting places within driving distance were really the only option. With the influx of visitors coming to Utah, some of the counties in Utah started to close to outside visitors out of fear that the visitors would fully consume the small medical facilities in the rural areas of southern Utah. It was definitely a peculiar time. I remember watching the news about how the state park called Sand Hollow was simply overrun by visitors as restrictions on travel started to be reduced. Fox 13 News out of Salt Lake City reported, and I quote, "Just over a week after it was announced that most of the Utah state parks would reopen to the public, Sand Hollow State Park had to start turning people away early Saturday afternoon due to a major influx of visitors," unquote. A spokesman for the state park said that they had over 2,500 cars already in the park, and they had to close the gates as there were no more parking areas. Many people started parking outside of the state park and walking literally miles to get into the park. Let's just say that social distancing wasn't on the top of anyone's mind. Now that the major news agencies were reporting how crowded the state parks were becoming, other people decided that maybe they were missing out on something. State parks were being rediscovered like never before. Today, the crowds are not at their peak like they were back in 2020, but the crowds have not gone back to pre-pandemic levels either. Once you discover some of Utah state parks, you will want to go back again and again. So let's start tonight off with Gunlock State Park. Gunlock State Park is located 20 miles northwest of St. George, Utah on Old Highway 91. Gunlock is probably most famous for its waterfalls. You see, Gunlock State Park has a reservoir. This reservoir helps control the Santa Clara River that is prone to violent flash floods that for centuries have washed away homes, farms, and infrastructure. In 1970, a dam was constructed to help store much-needed water for the growing St. George area and to help control the flooding in the area. In southern Utah, you either have too much water or not enough water, and that can change hourly. A few seconds ago, I mentioned that you would take Old Highway 91 out of St. George to get to Gunlock. Old Highway 91 followed the old Spanish Trail that we have talked about in many previous episodes. The old Spanish Trail was the route from Santa Fe, New Mexico to Los Angeles, California. So it made sense that when pioneers from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints settled in southern Utah, they would take advantage of this already established trail. Back in 1857, a man by the name of William Haynes Hamblin settled in the area where the lake now sits. William, or Will as his friends called him, was a very good marksman, hunter, and a sharpshooter, and had quite a reputation in the area as a gunsmith specializing in repairing gun locks on muzzleloaders. A small town was settled 1 mile north of where the current-day Gunlock State Park is located, and the town also carries the name Gunlock. Named after Gunlock Will Hamblin. Now that's a cool name. Today, this state park is used for boating, water sports, and good fishing for bass and catfish. About once every 5 years, heavy spring runoff fills the Gunlock Reservoir to capacity or a little beyond. When this happens, the water managers open the Gunlock Spillway. Water flowing over the spillway creates some of the most spectacular waterfalls and pools you have ever seen, as the crystal clear water cascades over the beautiful red rock sandstone. It is a sight to behold, if you are lucky enough to see it. Last year, the falls were breathtaking, and it's likely that they will be again this year. You might want to plan a visit very soon, because spring runoff is just getting started in southern Utah. Camping is an option at Gunlock State Park. There are 33 camping sites. Many of them are pull-through sites for RVs. Sites can be reserved through reserveamerica.com. And this state park is open year-round. The second state park in the area that we are going to discuss is a park that many people say if it was in any other state, it would be a national park. This park is called Snow Canyon State Park, and it is located 16 miles northwest of St. George, Utah. The scenery at Snow Canyon is outstanding, with its towering sandstone cliffs that are both red and white colored. Then mixed in, you have black lava flows that came from the Santa Clara volcano and the Diamond Valley cinder cone. With Snow Canyon State Park, there are over 16 miles of hiking trails. There is also horseback riding, bike riding, rock climbing, wildlife viewing, and you're going to for sure fill your camera's storage space with all of the photos you take. There are sand dunes to play in and petrified sand dunes to hike on. You can venture deep into a lava tube or hike around the cone of a dormant, not extinct, but dormant volcano. Snow Canyon didn't get its name from the greatest snow on earth like you might expect. In fact, Snow Canyon is so mild that it seldom even gets snow. The name Snow comes from two beloved church leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints by the name of Lorenzo Snow and Erastus Snow. Snow Canyon is open all year. The campground has 32 sites, including two group sites, all of which can be reserved on reserveamerica.com. The next state park on our list is Quail Creek State Park. This state park has some of the warmest water in the state of Utah and is very popular with boaters and fishermen alike year-round. This reservoir has two dams. One is an earth dam and the other is a cement dam. So why one cement and one earth dam? Well, it used to have two earth dams, but on January 1st, 1989, the South Dam failed early in the morning. A 40-foot wall of floodwater took out over 60 homes and over 100 apartments, forcing 1,500 people from their homes. Many farms, roads, and bridges were also destroyed. It is estimated that over $12 million in damages resulted from the flood, but luckily, no one lost their lives. The dam was rebuilt in 1990 and slowly refilled. Today, the reservoir is 120 feet deep, and the deep waters provide a cold enough environment to sustain rainbow trout. You can also find bluehead catfish, crappie, largemouth bass, and even bluegill that love the warm waters near the surface. Quail Creek also has an RC racetrack close to the beach to test your RC skills on. Throughout the park, you can find the remnants of ancient cultures that once lived in this area and called it home. Petroglyphs can be found all around the park. The lake has a protected swimming area with a water playground for the young and old alike to enjoy in the hot summer months. Quail Creek Campground offers 45 total spaces, including one group site and one day use area. Most of the camping sites have partial hookups. Again, you can reserve the sites on reserveamerica.com. Last on our list is a state park called Sand Hollow State Park, and this is most likely the most popular of the four state parks in the St. George area. This park has it all. There is so much to do at this park and so much to see and explore, you'll want to come back at least once a year for the rest of your life. Okay, that might be a bit of an exaggeration, but this place is awesome. As a matter of fact, Undiscovered Utah was there just last week enjoying the warmer weather. So what is there to do at Sand Hollow? First off, there are three camping areas with a total of, get this, 129 sites, including 5 group sites, 30 primitive sites, 12 standard sites, 26 partial hookup sites, and 54 full hookup sites. And all of these camping sites are near the water. Speaking of the water, Sand Hollow is home to a large reservoir that offers a variety of recreation options. You can rent a variety of water toys from the beach at Sand Hollow. Anything from paddle boards to full-size boats. Of course, you can bring your own water toys if you have them. Snorkeling is also a favorite activity at Sand Hollow. There are 2 cliff jumping areas if you like to take an exhilarating plunge into the cool waters on those hot summer days. The clear blue waters lapping up on the red sandstone cliffs and red sandy beaches is just pure eye candy. Another favorite activity at Sand Hollow is the 15,000 acres of the Sand Mountain OHV riding area. This place is huge and gorgeous, and there is something for every skill level of rider, including the extreme trails and obstacles. This week is the Off-Road Games event. Vendors from all over the world will be there showing their latest products and off-roading merchandise. Plus, there's the games themselves. This is a very popular event. You can go get more information at mattsoffroadrecovery.com as they sponsor the event. Like I said, we were at Sand Hollow last week, and I want to spend some time telling you about our experiences. We arrived at Sand Hollow State Park at 8:30 in the morning on Saturday. When we arrived, there were only a couple of vehicles in the staging area. We unloaded our UTVs and made our way to the start of a trail called Razzle Dazzle. Oh my gosh, what a fun trail to ride. And the scenery where you overlook Warner Valley is just incredible. This trail overlaps other trails in the area, and it is easy to get off on the wrong trail and find yourself in more technical riding areas. So be careful to stay on the trail. Razzle Dazzle is more fun than technical, but did offer a few minor technical areas to get you warmed up for the rest of the day. We followed Razzle Dazzle all the way to the Flintstone House. This is a natural rock formation that oddly closely resembles the Fred and Wilma Flintstone House in the old cartoon. You can't help but yell out, "Yabba dabba doo!" From the Flintstone House, we decided to ride back to the staging area on a trail called the Zackwards. This is a more technical trail than Razzle Dazzle. There are some extremely difficult obstacles that you can bypass, and some difficult ones you can't bypass. There are some sections you will definitely need to spot for each other, unless you are running 45-inch tires. It was challenging enough to give us a thrill and a sense of accomplishment when we successfully completed the trail. That afternoon, we took to the West Rim Trail. This trail overlooks the Washington and St. George Valleys with some outstanding views. Many obstacles are along this trail and many, many side trails. Even with the use of Onyx mapping app, we still ended up on trails that were above our comfort level and had to backtrack a bit. We made it to the top of the world where you can get a view of, well, everything. And then headed back to the staging area just before dark. It was an incredible day with 9 hours of trail time. And we only saw a very small portion of this massive recreation area. A shout out to the state of Utah for providing these great recreation sites. It's all of our jobs to keep them in good repair, obey the rules, and keep the areas accessible for generations to come. Visit the St. George area and these 4 fantastic state parks. You'll be glad you did. If you have stories or experiences of your travels to these 4 state parks, drop us an email at info@undiscoveredutah.com. We would love to hear about your adventures. And if we really like your story, we might even invite you to be a guest on the show. I also wanted to let you know that on our last episode of Undiscovered Utah about the hot springs in Utah, we also produced a video podcast of that episode that is on our YouTube channel. Check it out and let us know what you think. Do you like the addition of photos and videos added to the podcast? Remember, you can find us on the internet at undiscoveredutah.com or on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And be sure to follow us. Also, please tell your friends about us. We would love them to join this podcast also. Just tell them to search for Undiscovered Utah. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Undiscovered Utah. Join me next time as I share more about the Great Southwest. Good night, everybody.